beloved hearers of God's word, grace and peace to you from the one who was, who is, who is to come. Amen. I have three comments that I want to make this morning about the texts, about the readings that we heard. But before I do that, I just want to take a moment and acknowledge what a hard week it's been for so many. A hard week for us in our communities, in our places of work, in the various associations that we are part of. We've watched as the number of coronavirus cases has risen across Canada, across BC, and now across Vancouver Island. And even though I think many of us knew that we were going to enter a time where it would be necessary to introduce more restrictions again, for me anyway, it still came as a kind of a gut punch when it happened. It's disheartening and deflating. When we think about what our plans might be over Christmas, when we think about not perhaps seeing our grandchildren or our children, or being involved in the kinds of celebrations and connections that we would normally look forward to. Well, if you're like me, it's a little saddening, a little frustrating. I'm feeling a little bit tired of it. I want to, thank all of you, and I want to thank our entire leadership team. I want to say thank you to Alistair on behalf of all of us, and to the wardens, to David, to Ruth, to Carol Ann, to all of those staff members and all of those volunteers who have continued to hold us together during this time. For those who serve on finance committees, the worship committees, who kept the various outreaches going, who've imagined new ways for us to gather and celebrate and worship God, connect to one another. I want to, on behalf of all of us, just say thank you and how appreciated you are, how important you are, sources of hope, and light, and comfort, and stability in these very strange days. I want to turn to our first reading from Ezekiel. It's a reading where I think the people of God were feeling similar to how many of us might be feeling. If we know anything about that time, we know that God's people were scattered. They were feeling pushed aside and beaten down. They were disconnected. Just based on the reading this morning, we know that they felt lost, they felt weak, they felt tired. And we know that there seemed to be others that were being insensitive in the midst of it and trying to seek advantage and to push, perhaps act on their most selfish instincts. And it's into the midst of that situation that God gives the prophet Ezekiel these words of assurance. And I think they are as relevant and as timely today as they were all those thousands of years ago. God shows a concern for the vulnerable, for those who are hurting. God says, I will seek you out. I will search for you. I will feed you. I will rescue you. I'll rescue you from the dark days and from the scattered days. I'll gather you in. I will bind up all your injuries. I will strengthen you where you are weak. I will save my flock. I will save my people. Into that difficult situation and into our own strange days, God speaks words of compassion, words of comfort, and words of hope. And this source of comfort and strength in dark and scattered times has been there from the beginning, is now, and will ever be. The second comment I want to make is really to remind us of just how remarkable and unique it is that the central purpose of our faith, of our religious tradition, is concern for other people. Where some philosophies and some faith traditions have a focus on the development of the self and kind of individual personal accomplishment and self-actualizations, our faith is almost unique, and certainly in the ancient world was almost unique in its concern for folks that most of the quote-unquote respectable people of the time didn't want to have anything to do with outcasts, with those who were weak, those who were sick, those who were vulnerable, those who were on the margins, those who appeared not to have any value. So it is remarkable and unique that a concern for others, and especially for those who are vulnerable and weak, pressed down around us, would be the central factor and focus of our faith. There is a theory that long before the Hebrew people of Israel, the Jewish people, had really formed, what you had in what would become the Holy Land were a bunch of hill people, a bunch of folks that were living in the lower hills and in the mountains away from the coasts. And as they gathered together into 12 tribes and around a single God and a single law or a single covenant, because they themselves were outcasts, because they themselves had experienced being pushed away, being neglected, being oppressed, that they made compassion and justice and fairness for all the center of this covenant and the passion that they understood burned in their heart of their God. So it was not the pursuit of glory or conquest or riches or power that drew them together. It was instead that sense of compassion and dignity and care and a place for all. That is remarkable, and that continues to be the glue that binds us, continues to be the heart of our God, which beats in each of our hearts. Well, we can fast forward, and this brings me to my third comment. We can fast forward a few thousand years to Matthew and to the insight that Jesus introduced in our particular gospel today. Jesus does a subtle thing. He takes that image of a savior God, a shepherd, who sweeps in and rescues us in our time of trouble and despair, and he turns it into an invitation and a call for all of us to rescue each other. for each one of us to swoop in, not waiting for a savior, but instead reaching out to those who are in need. And in doing so, becoming more Christ-like. And it's as we open our hearts, we open our hands, we open ourselves to encounter those who may be very different from us, that the reign of God is made real. It's an amazing shift away from a God who is above us to the God who is within us and among us. So on this day, as we look around, based on Jesus's words about him being present in the homeless, in the sick, in the prisoner, in those who need clothing, we can't but help see Christ all amongst us everywhere we look. Every time we reach out to support those who are struggling through this time, we encounter Christ. Every time we open our hands and we open our hearts to give generously, sacrificially to those who have less, we encounter Christ. We are transformed ourselves. The ones we help are transformed, and our community and world is transformed. How we do this for each other in this time of pandemic, where we can't actually physically be near each other, will continue to be our challenge. But I've seen examples of it, and I know you've seen it too. Every time we wear a mask and wash our hands and keep our distance, you know, we are caring for each other. Every time we give consideration to those who are lonely, those who are grieving the loss of a loved one that they can't properly celebrate and mourn, we are serving Christ. You may not know, but there were the women from St. John's, who sewed over 30 prayer mats recently for the Muslim inmates at my jail. Before that, we just gave the guys an extra towel. Now, how wonderful is it that we would honor their faith and we would honor their commitment by making it a little easier for them to worship in their tradition? I was assured there was a minimum of cross stitches that were included. There's another church in the diocese that is sewing cloth masks that they're donating for me to bring to the guys, so when they are released from jail, they will have a mask. They will be able to go into a store. They'll be able to access the resources. It sounds so simple. I mean, I think we all hopefully have masks and a good supply of them, but if you're just leaving jail, you wouldn't have that. And where would you get it? You couldn't even get on a bus. Likewise, whether it's winter jackets or whether it's backpacks, there's a whole host of ways that people are reaching out to support folks that they'll never meet. The more we support our first responders, those in healthcare, those in law enforcement, those in care homes, the more we support the food bank or blue envelopes, all of the ways that we care for each other and show compassion, the more we do that, the easier this journey is going to be. And the more we will draw near to the God that gives us our strength, our hope, and our direction. So to conclude, I just want to say it's so wonderful to see all of you. I was doing this from inside St. John's. I wouldn't see all your faces. And I take heart that I can see you here in this way. And I just want to say, don't lose hope. You know, the journey is long. The journey is long, but we're not alone. And God will never leave us. And God sends us one another for strength and companionship. Amen.